want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. This morning, I, your host, Matt Halleck, want to get honest and raw and vulnerable with you. I feel as though I've been just off. Not off like on vacation, but off as in my aim has been off. I've been missing the mark. And that may not be news to anybody, since, you know, we're used to the idea that we often do miss the mark. We are not perfect. But I mean more in the sense that my heart has been off. Like, you can miss the mark and make mistakes and have your heart be in a good spot. Have your heart be right before the Lord. And I don't think mine has been. Ever since I started this Man Warrior King community, email list, podcast, blog, I look back and I can see that there has been a distance between me and the Lord that has not always been there in my life. And I can look back at starting this and I can see bad motives in several fronts. All right, one of them is in just wanting to make something of myself. And it's not bad to want to succeed. It's not bad to want to pursue your dreams. It's not bad to want to be known and to get a message that you have, to get a product that you have, to get a creation that you have out into the world. It's not bad. Okay, but what is bad for us men in the kingdom, or women if you're listening to this, is when we compartmentalize our lives and we separate the Lord out from something that we are doing. And I have pursued this apart from wanting to connect with Jesus. And it is sneaky because so much of my message, if not all of it, is about Jesus. But my goodness, if we preach a message about Jesus when we ourselves are lacking the connection in the heart with him, then it's sure seems like we are on a road to religion, legalism. I do not want to be doing a religious exercise. I do not want to be proclaiming a message that lacks the substance in the heart of Jesus, that lacks my own personal connection with him, that lacks the fire that comes from time with him, that lacks the fire of the Holy Spirit. I do not want to do that. And since I have started this, I've done it in a season where my heart has been far from him, though my words have been close. And I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, Jesus, that I have treated you so lightly, and that I have used you to build my own empire, and that I have not been humbly pursuing a connection with my king, but I've been wanting to use my king to propel myself and to build my own house, my own castle, and it has been on sand. Another place where my heart has been off has been with how I have treated and viewed my own wife and marriage. As you know, much of the message of Man Warrior King is about becoming a good and kingdom and strong and life-giving husband. And there have been very significant ways in which I have not done that. And yet I have forged ahead in leading men into that. And I understand there will be times in our lives when we lead people and we go after things where we ourselves have not yet fully arrived. We have not yet fully developed the extent of the strength and the maturity that we ourselves are claiming is available, that we are wanting, that we are teaching about. But that's not what I've been doing. I actually have hurt my wife in recent months with my own heart crud, with my own attitudes toward her. And I have not treated her well. And I think that is rooted in what I was saying at first, where my connection with the Lord has not been what it can be. And I'm so thankful for the gift of repentance and conviction. And you know what did it? I believe wholeheartedly in encountering God. I believe wholeheartedly in supernatural encounters with him. But you know what did it? You know what showed me this? This good old opening up the scriptures. Because they give us the scriptures. Jesus said, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have life, but you have missed the fact that they point to me. I am the one who has life. And the scriptures point to him. The scriptures allow us to connect with him. They are like a window or a doorway or a portal into the heart of God. And I don't want ever to read this, the Bible, as a book, as a textbook. I always want to read it as more of a radar that sends out its signal looking to see where God might be speaking. Receiving whatever message he has to send. And so a few weeks ago, I was in Jeremiah. And I don't know if you've ever spent any time in Jeremiah, but I recommend it. It's a hard book. It will cause you to examine yourself if you read it with an open mind and an open heart. But one of my favorite verses in it is in chapter 2. And it says that in chapter 2, verse 13, it says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters." And then the second evil, "They have hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water." And this has been me, you guys. My people have committed two evils. One is that they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. You know how incredibly easy it is in this world of urgent cares and concerns, in this world of things demanding our attention and our time. You know how easy it is. You know how easy it is to lose sight of the Lord Himself. You know how easy it is to forsake Him as your fountain of living water and to look at who knows how many other things as the source of your life, as the source of your refreshing, as the source of your water. Is it pursuing a more secure income? Is it pursuing a higher income? Is it a job promotion? Is it a new job? Is it a business you're building? Is it a certain amount of prestige or status in your sphere of influence, in your church, in your friends' circle, in your community? Is it something from your family? Is it having your house perfectly in order with your kids obeying you all the time? Is it in your marriage with your wife? It's very easy with the cares and concerns of the world rising up around you to forsake Jesus Himself, the person of Jesus, as your fountain of living water. And to go and to start trying to secure yourself, as this says, the second evil, by creating your own cisterns to try to catch rainwater, presumably, but they can hold nothing because they're broken. Where are you creating your own broken cisterns that you hope are going to give you water, but that will hold nothing in the end? I wonder if for many of us it is in pursuing our callings or pursuing success of some kind or pursuing our business endeavors or our ministry endeavors. Because we hear messages in the world that say, if you want to get somewhere, if you want to succeed, if you want to be somebody who does something worthwhile, who changes things for the good, then here is what you have to do. You need to get your act together. You need to establish certain personal habits. You need to create systems in your life. You need to figure out how to get crap done. You need to figure out where you have X, Y, and Z bad mindset, and you need to adopt a new go get them kind of mindset. And these things are not bad. They are good. But as a kingdom man, you are not called to create your own life change on your own, in your own strength. You're not given that opportunity. The Bible, your marching orders, okay? It says that it is not of him who runs, nor of him who wills, but of God who shows mercy. And it says that it is God who works in us both to will and to work according to his good pleasure. It says that a leopard cannot change its spots. You are not allowed to try to change your own life on your own. And I know that this can be very frustrating and confusing, because you can look around at the world and you can see plenty of other people, men and women alike, who have done amazing things, who have changed their lives, who have changed the world, and they are not including Jesus in the process at all. They are doing these things. They are incorporating these techniques of meditation and mindset. They are establishing personal habits and systems and goals and ways of getting crap done. And then they're doing it, right? And so it's easy to look at yourself and say, well, I must be missing what they have. I need to go after all these things. And you leave Jesus behind. I'm not saying that success is impossible without Jesus, but I'm saying that if you have chosen to be a kingdom man, if you have chosen the life of the kingdom, and you try to pursue success and dreams and vision and calling in the same methods that anybody in the world can do, you are putting bad software or good software into the wrong operating system. You are using Windows software in an Apple system, and it's not going to work. It will not work no matter how high quality what you're trying to use is. It won't work. And it's inappropriate, and it will break. And you will break. Because it is God who works in us to will and to work according to his good pleasure. If you want to end the frustration of feeling like, wait a second, God is supposed to be making available to me a life of abundance and power, and yet the only way I can ever see anything happen is if I just pick myself up by my bootstraps and muster up a whole heap load of self-discipline, and I get exhausted and I don't see the power of the Holy Spirit. I see the power of myself running out instead of a supernatural, endless supply of power, dunamis power that will change the world. If you want to end that frustration of feeling like, dang it, God, you're not actually doing much, this is all dependent on me, then you have to change what it is that you're doing. You have to change your approach. You have to change from the world approach of implementing strategy to the kingdom approach of connecting with Jesus. And it's a partnership. It's an in and out. It's an I'm in you and you are also in me, where his power animates and fills you, and you don't have to do anything because he does it. And then also in his power, in his strength, in his action, in his working in you, then you do something. You do implement systems. You do implement habits, but it is never disconnected from intimate connection with Jesus. There's a synergy. There is a propulsion forward. There's a multiplication that happens when you draw on the fountain of living waters rather than just building your own cisterns that hold nothing. There's a verse that spoke to me even more this time around. In chapter 4 of Jeremiah, and it says, break up, in verse 3, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, remove the foreskin of your hearts. break up your fallow ground. That stood out to me big time, because I was feeling like my heart was fallow ground, like it was laying dormant and dead, even though I had been trying to get something coming out of it. It felt hardened. And I actually had the thought that it felt like the cares of this world were choking out the life of the kingdom inside of me. The things that I was looking to bring me life were actually choking it out of me. And when I read this, and it says, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. I thought, no way, no way. The parable of the seed that Jesus talked about, where the farmer scatters seed among the different types of soil. Isn't this the seed that falls among the thorns and the weeds? Isn't that where the cares of life grow up and become so big that it chokes out the kingdom? And I looked it up, and it was. I said, God, what are you saying to me? And he said, Matt, I'm telling you that the life that you want is not the life that you are trying to build right now. You're trying to build a life on your own in your own cisterns, and you're trying to build a life that's focused on the weeds. And this is exactly what you never wanted to do when you were younger. This is exactly what you did not want before the cares of life rose up around you. And you've allowed the cares of the world, you've allowed the cares of your life to become more powerful and more authoritative to you than my kingdom. And you've determined how you are going to live according to the urgency of the day, according to the urgent needs of the day. And you have not bent the urgency of the day to the superiority of the kingdom in you. You have not submitted your cares and concerns to me and my throne, and you have not let me be your ultimate authority. So he said, so break up the fallow ground. Break up the hardness of your heart. And I looked in my little cross-reference thing in my Bible, and I looked up that phrase, break up your fallow ground, and it pointed me to Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12, where it says, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. So again, that phrase, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord. And what it said to me was, Matt, it is time for you to return to me and seek me. And that does not mean anything super fancy. It doesn't mean anything super mystical necessarily or mysterious. It simply means to come and pour out your heart before me, to spend actual time, to carve out actual 30 minutes where you and me talk. And Matt, where you stop bringing all of the concerns of the world to me and hope and asking me to solve your problems. I am the God who solves problems. I am the God who rescues, but I am first the God who wants to connect with my children. So stop just bringing your weeds and your thorns to me, and start bringing your heart to me again. Start bringing the soil of your heart to me again, because it's gotten hard, because you haven't submitted it to the fountain of living waters. And without water, it has grown crusty. So bring your heart to me. Connect with me like you used to. Get to the place where nothing else matters like you used to be in that place, where nothing else matters compared to knowing me. And all of life can crumble around you, but it doesn't matter because you are a man of the kingdom and you are connected to the heart of God. You want to be unshakable. You want to be awesome in the world. Then connect with the heart of God. So that the other things fall away. It's time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. Men, it's time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain on you, that he may come and give you the refreshing you're so desperate for and so thirsty for, that he may come and rain on the hard places of your heart, that he may come and rain on the places that are not growing, that are not producing life, that are frustrating you, but you've been doing it wrong, you've been going at it wrong. You've trusted yourself, and maybe it's because he has let you down, or so you think. But I'm calling you right now. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to trust him. I'm challenging you to give up. Because what you're doing isn't working. I'm challenging you to engage with him again and to let him determine how you see the world. I'm challenging you to let his truth shape your vision, to let his truth shape your perspective. I'm challenging you to let his character, to let his very being determine how you live your life. And maybe your life will start to look crazy, but it never was supposed to look like everybody else. It was never supposed to look the same as the world. It was supposed to be ridiculous. Because Jesus came and he did ridiculous things, and he said, you can do even more ridiculous things than I have done. Your life is supposed to look like that. It's supposed to look like a legend. And it won't be that way if you do things like everybody else does. And you will do things like everybody else does if you do not connect with the God who created you, who fathers you. So I'm calling you into a real experience of him by really submitting yourself to him, by really spending time with him, so that you can really hear his voice. This is the path of the kingdom man. This is the man warrior king that we are after becoming. This is the way to it. It is knowing God. It says, you have plowed iniquity, if we're in Hosea chapter 10, verse 13 now. You have reaped injustice. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you've trusted in your own way and in the multitude of your warriors. Therefore, the tumult of war shall arise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be destroyed. You want to know why your life feels like it's falling apart. You want to know why it seems like everything around you is crumbling. It's because you're trusting in the strength of your own warriors. Because you're trusting in your own way. So break up your fallow ground and seek the Lord, that he may rain on you once more. That's what I am doing. That's what I'm committing to do from here on out. I might stumble, I might screw up, but dear Jesus, by your mercy, I will not leave the path of seeking the Lord. I will not leave the fountain of living water. I will not pretend to have it all together anymore. But I will be a man who seeks you with my whole heart. I will walk humbly before my God, not in the arrogance and pride of thinking that I can do this on my own, because I will not go there. Jeremiah, later on, the Lord says, well, let me just show you. Where is it? Chapter. I have it highlighted. Here it is. Chapter 9. God tells Jeremiah in verse 23. He says, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." So, friend, if you are wise, don't boast in your wisdom. If you are mighty and strong, don't boast in that. If you are rich, don't boast in those. None of those things are what you should be proud of. But this is what we seek after. If you're going to boast, then boast in this, that you have built the relationship with the Lord, that you understand and know him. I want to know you, God. I may not boast in anything else, but this I will be proud of. This I will hang my hat on. This I will put all my eggs in this basket, that I understand and know you. You are the fountain of living waters. That you are the Lord who practices steadfast love and justice and righteousness in the earth. And I get to know you. Thank you, gentlemen. This is another episode of Man Warrior King. If you want to find out more, if you want to read more, get to know me more, go ahead and check out www.manwarriorking.com. My name is Matt Halleck. It's a pleasure to serve you, to love you, to walk with you. Join me. Sign up at the website. Join me. Let's do this. This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.